Patient prioritization, and we're ready to hear that. Is it Jason Ray?
Yes, Jason Ray.
Come on up.
I'm the executive director of the Southwest Missouri Council of Governments. Seat over here, maybe. So the purpose of this meeting is to help us prioritize regional transportation needs. Our Council of Governments has a 10-county region. We're contracted with MoDOT to facilitate this process, and this is their planning framework and how they select projects to actually go into the State Transportation Improvement Plan, or STIP. So if you want a project to be funded, it has to follow through this process, which MoDOT has set out and, again, contracted with us to facilitate. Taney County is a little bit unique for our region, being as the only county that we have that has a transportation advisory board. So it seems like the group down here works pretty well together and have identified the needs and continues to update and prioritize that list every year. Our regional transportation needs list is a combination of all of our separate county needs lists. So we facilitate the process by coming to each county like this, making sure we've identified all of the appropriate transportation needs, prioritize them at the county level, and then this Wednesday morning we have our Regional Transportation Advisory Committee, or TAC, and they will combine all 10 county needs and prioritize them into one regional county, or one regional need. Needs list, and then that will go on to MoDOT in January to be prioritized on the MoDOT district level in the Southwest District. So what I've given you is this kind of less colorful sheet is what we have from SIMCOG of what we had the identified transportation needs. The last time this list was prioritized on a regional level was back in 2014 during the Amendment 7 Sales Tax Initiative. So we've been soliciting our members and jurisdictions within the area to give us updated needs for this list. I don't believe that we've received anything new specifically for this list, although the other sheet that I passed out is what I've received from the Taney County Transportation Advisory Committee. So essentially, you know, I don't want to duplicate or undermine the efforts of the Transportation Advisory Board here. So I just want to make sure that we've got the right representation of needs on our list and that we've got them in the right prioritization order. So Rick, I don't know if you have any infill information about this list that I was given and about whether this is the proper prioritization order or not. I apologize for the graininess of it, but this was dated August of 2016. So is this the most up-to-date?
This is the current one.
Okay.
And this is an extract off of a larger sheet that has the scoring within. Jason, you're familiar with our format because it's very similar to MoDOT's extended format. So this is the current one. And so that this needs to be updated. Now, what you get on this one is not only the priorities that involve state resources, but also this involves county resources as well. So, for example, when you see on this particular sheet, or your black and white version of it, you see on there 76th Boulevard Complete Streets Program. It's my understanding now that MoDOT has entered into a road relinquishment agreement for Branson to take that project over. So our number one project would probably no longer be on MoDOT's priority. So we have to just be aware of how that goes. Now, again, too, when we get down to number five, a new arterial collector between Birch Street and Maple Street, or the extension of the interchange in Hollister, that's new construction, and I don't know how that's going to fit in MoDOT's priorities currently. And my only point is, although we think that that's a very high priority and a good project, I don't want to waste our priority pieces on something that MoDOT isn't going to consider anyway. So we need to have pieces that can move forward and be considered. Now, another piece that isn't on here yet would be the roundabout in conjunction with the new Bull Shoals Bridge. That has, I understand, received grant approval in that. And so it's a, somebody from the county might help me with this, but I'm a little.
It's a cost share program between the state and the county.
Okay.
And then there's some details that's still being worked out.
But it's already a programmed project.
It's been,
and I'm assuming it's on its way to the STIP. That's what I'm assuming it is, but I don't know that for sure. And so if it's not on its way to the STIP, Jason, this needs to be part of that discussion that you have on Wednesday.
Right.
If it is on the way to the STIP, then let's not use a shot for that.
Right.
So I guess that's something that I just...
Yeah, that's already been... They sent us an agreement. We wanted to use more like-kind contribution than what was allowed in that agreement, I think, is kind of where it's at. But Huff can probably... Devin, do you know more about the specifics on that, that you can answer those questions later?
Roundabout?
I mean, you can answer them, the specifics on it.
I just want to make sure that it's in MoDOT's priority list.
Well, if it's already... I can't imagine them...
Because it'll have to be... To get on there, it'll have to be supported by this group. And if it's not supported by this group, then it won't go. But if it's already there... Then
that should already be a done deal.
Yeah, if it's already a cost share program.
An issue. But that one is really near term, right up against it. So we want to make sure that there's not any hiccup on that.
Okay.
Then I think you can go down to where you see MoDOT 165, 76, to 265, and some of those types of priorities in there.
What are the on the transportation on our advisory board's list? Like the F Highway and US 160 intersection. Has that not already been?
It has, granted, but it's kind of a band-aid on a sucking chest wound. I mean, maybe it needs a lot more attention than what it gets. And what's really happened there is actually MoDOT has rolled a couple of trucks there. The school buses from Forsyth, it's technically sound. It has enough space to make it, but when you drive it, it feels really bad. You're right up against the guardrail. Oncoming traffic is very close to you, and you are a 4-inch yellow stripe away from touching somebody. It's kind of like the old downtown bridge used to be. You just get on it, and it just doesn't feel good. And so that causes a bunch of trouble, but it doesn't technically... isn't a problem.
And then the same thing with the 165 and 265. That's just a reason. I'm just looking at those things. I was thinking there's things already been done there, so that's why I was. Number 49, the very last one.
Actually, to tell you the truth, I don't know the color code on here. The green ones, I believe, used to be on and have been completed.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
49 are green. They are completed.
Okay.
But that highway one is completed technically.
Our sheet is black and white, don't forget. So.
Sorry.
And there's no legend.
I'll correct that for you.
No, that's all right. 4060, 49 is complete.
There you go.
Thank
you. Sheet of the cover.
Okay, perfect.
And the back sheet is a blow-up of the left-hand side of the chart. It's two.
I've got one.
Yeah, I just gave you one.
Thanks.
And that helps to...
Can we have one?
Is there a legend anywhere on what the...
There's not. We need to get one on there.
That's all right. I was just curious.
It's on our charter that's on the website of Kennedy County.
Okay.
So we left the legend off, and so that's a shortfall we're going to get corrected.
Oh,
and although we don't have it here, when Megan, Jason's new person there, had called me about it, or I called her, I asked her to get with Travis Heyer, who is contracted with the county to produce this, and get the complete copy. And as far as I know, that happened maybe 10 days ago.
Okay.
So hopefully
we've received like all this.
Okay, so Jason has all the expanded sheets that we need.
Do you need anything from us, Jason, as far as...
Essentially, what I need to do here is make sure that the projects that we have on our list are up to date, and to find out whether we need to remove or add any. So I guess let's just go ahead and go down through this list with the road and bridge. Sorry, these are broken out by different mode categories. This top 10 is road and bridge needs. So the first one that was ranked as number one priority back in 2014, it was capacity improvements on Route 76. Looks like complete street projects from Lake Taneycone roundabout to the Shepherds of the Hills. Is that the same as the full 76 Country Boulevard complete streets project? Okay. So are we saying that that's pretty much, that those agreements are in the works and that's being transitioned to a locally run and driven project?
Yes.
We might consider taking that off of the list completely?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, Jason, here, because we don't have the benefit of the expanded sheet on your sheet where it says from Lake Taneycomo, well, there's a section that would be from Lake Taneycomo, so Branson Landing Boulevard. Well, actually, it wouldn't be Branson Landing Boulevard. It would be Main Street, or Commercial Street, I'm sorry, Commercial Street through Branson that went to the old bridge, over to Highway 76, Main Street. That would be included in yours, but would not be included in ours. As far as I'm concerned, I think right now that should not be the highest priority. I'm going to tell you another reason why, because it's on the list for this year to have all of the pedestrian improvements, the handicap improvements, and the resurfacing of that entire route clear to Forsyth.
What about the intersection there at 76 and 65, or, you know, I'm talking about the Main Street Commercial, I don't know. Didn't it used to be Veterans?
65 on the Chick-fil-A, CVS side. Start
well,
right at 65.
What I'm talking about is further down at the bottom of the hill.
Business
65. Where the trucks trying to pull in and out there, they get caught up at all time. Is there ever any talks of expansion or changing up some of that? Because wouldn't that be part of the, from Lake Taneycomo roundabout and up?
It would be. This year it will get handicapped accessible improvements and it will get resurfaced. But it will not change the geometrics of that at all.
I guess that's my question to you guys. Is that something, not this year, but is that something that needs to be looked at?
Well, I think...
because of the amount of traffic that's there now.
The one thing without David Miller here, speaking to what Branson has going on, you know, they have all of those improvements that they're doing throughout that area, and they've already done some to Liberty... Is it Liberty Park that they're redoing now? Liberty Plaza. I hesitated. I'm going to tell you, given our other priorities, I'm at least my input to this is take that whole thing off of here for right now. And if that was number one in the past, it just needs to go off.
Okay, so what I'm hearing, unless anybody has objections, so we'll remove